Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Welcome again to another Spectrum show. We have another special guest. Of course, most of our guests are special, but I think the guest we have this morning is going to pique your curiosity. Her name is Christy Hsiao. Welcome to China America Radio and to our Spectrum program.
Hello, how are you?
I am great. Thank you very much. I got a message from your publicity people a few weeks ago, and she said, Steve, there's this person that I think you'd really like to meet because she seems to be somebody that your audience, which would be a young adult, Chinese American, Asian American audience, would appreciate hearing from. Before we get into your book and some of the other projects, let's go back. Tell us a little bit about your, where'd you grow up, where were you born, your family, your childhood. Let's build some foundation here.
Sure. I was born in Taiwan, and I moved to the States when I was really young, 9 years old. My family was with me.
Your family came to the U.S. and you just came along for the ride?
Yes, they came to Los Angeles with me. That's where we lived in the very beginning. And during those times, I was still traveling with my family. My family, they travel a lot for business. Mm-hmm. So I was going to London, just anywhere in Europe and Asia. But I was based in Los Angeles and going to school and studying and still visiting family back in Asia as well.
If I can ask, what sort of business was your family in?
Other investments.
Did you learn anything from that experience of being around folks like that?
I think it was just meeting a lot of people, connections, and with traveling, that really gave me a lot of great experience, seeing different cultures and meeting different people.
What did your school involve? What did you study there when you went to university? You went to Pepperdine, right?
Yes, I went to Pepperdine for my MBA, for mm-hmm. my grad school, and I went to UCLA for communication and East Asian studies.
And let's fast forward a little bit. Now you have spent some years developing your own business. How did you come out of school? What jobs did you have, and how did we get to today?
I've always loved art. I see myself as an artist at heart. I love music, I love paintings, I love just anything that's creative. So after I finished business school, I started a business, my own business. It's a spa that does nails and all the facial and everything that girls like, because I didn't know what I want to do. I was like, oh, what do I like? Okay, these are the things that girls like, and it's there's a market in Los Angeles.
Curiously, the person that helped me start China America Radio mm-hmm. is in the same business.
Oh, okay.
And he was actually running the salon and spa here at the Chinese consulate in New York mm-hmm. when we met about 7 years ago and started swapping music. Mm-hmm. And I said, I think I like this music. And he liked American music. And so the aesthetics is actually one of the underpinnings of our radio station, is we saw that the spa.
Yes, and it was really successful. It also does massage and everything. And, you know, after 2 years, I got bored. So I sold it and I came to New York because of my family's contact. I know a lot of people. I mean, started meeting a lot of people in industry. So I started to, I studied films. I took acting classes even. I was still very young at that time. So I started making short films with friends that are in film schools. So that's how I started doing more things in entertainment.
Did you enjoy the creativity of film or the technology of film? What part of it was the most?
I think it's the ability to create. To me, create, that's what we strive for. You know, to live. You're here to create. Every human being, we're here to create. You know, we have this amazing brain of ours. You know, we can create anything that we want, and it's infinite possibilities and there's so many ideas out there. Even just people who aren't in entertainment industry, they have ideas to make a furniture, to make cars, to make anything, And the reason why I wanted to come back to film, you know, the reason why I wanted to do film, because media is the quickest way to reach to people, to reach to a lot of people through media.
Our special guest on Spectrum this week is Christy Hsiao. She's here because we're going to be talking about a new project that she has in just a moment. If you're a painter and you can be alone in your studio and you can paint your portrait or your bowl of flowers or whatever it is, when you're making films, it requires a lot of people. Did you learn some things about team building in the filmmaking side of your life?
Yes, I do. Definitely. Working with people that you can connect with and you have the same vision and mission, actually. Like my company, Serenity Media Group, everything that we do is positive and inspiring and uplifting. So working with people who's in line with that vision is very important.
When did you start Serenity Media?
I started 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any other projects that you were particularly proud of when you started the company before we get to where we are today?
Yes, I finished my book last year. It's coming out next month. And we're in development of turning that book, my book, into a 3D animation. So working with amazing talent right now, and it's just really exciting.
Well, let's get to the issue. The elephant in the room is the book. It is a new book that's coming out that's called Journey to Rainbow Island.
Yes.
Tell me about the backstory of this, the inspiration, the title, all the things people might want to know.
Sure. Journey to Rainbow Island. So it's about a young girl. She's 11 years old, and she's from this amazing fantasy place called Rainbow Island. So everything who lives on the island, the rainbow children, rainbow animals, they're all in this happiest place. And they never encounter danger or evil or anything that's negative. There's no jealousy. There's no competition. So anyway, one day there's this dark, evil dragon that has to, you know, it came to the island and stole the sacred seven crystals, and including one of the most important rainbow child. So he kidnapped him. Ah. And now Yuning, the main character, the girl, 11-year-old girl, she has to now venture out to the dark world and to save her best friend, and also to retrieve those seven crystals.
Where did the story come from? Is it based on anything or something that you dreamed about or penciled in over a period of a couple of years in your personal life?
No, it came to me 2 years ago. I started to just have ideas, and lots of ideas that just keep on coming, and stories, and I never knew I can write. I'm not a writer. I hated writing. You know, I hated writing back in school. I couldn't even. But that time, it just stories and ideas just kept on coming, and I couldn't stop. I said, okay, fine. I'll sit down. I'll start writing. I'll just try it. So it was really challenging in the very beginning.
What they say about writers is that no writer starts a book on page one. They start it all over the place. Did you start at page one or page 36 or page 512 and work both ways? How was your creative process in writing?
It wasn't organized, I wouldn't say, because what the book, the one that I'm writing, the one I have now, I'm writing book two and three, actually. So it's a series of journeys. So it's short stories, one, two, and three. So it's not really like one story from the beginning to the end. So it's short stories of each journeys that she traveled to. She may travel to an imperial palace, and that's that one story. So when I was writing, I would be writing stories to stories, different stories. But when we put it all together in different odors.
And then you kind of weaved
it
all together.
Yes.
Not an uncommon story. The book is called Journey to Rainbow Island. If people want to know more about it, or get a glimpse of it or read a few paragraphs of it, where can they go? Is there a website for the book itself or through your company?
Yes, well, the book will actually hit all the bookstores. It's going to be released on November 11th in all over the States, U.S. and U.K., Australia.
So whatever your favorite bookstore website is, you can
go there, search for it.
And they'll probably offer some.
Yes, and it's also on Amazon already, okay. amazon.com.fr. It's France and DE, Germany, U.K., .UK.
Wherever, yeah.
Wherever, yes, yes. And I think it's also on .CN, the China.
Well, folks can find Amazon. It, I'm sure. And we'll keep a link to it on our website as well, so people can come to our Spectrum tab on the China America website, and we'll have a link to wherever it is.
Thank you.
The video game, the movie that's springing out of this, how did that come to be? Was that originally in the plan, or did you look back at the book and say, I think we've got something here we can take in a couple of different directions?
That was, I have to say, that that's not really in the plan, but I thought about it when I first writing. I was like, oh my God, this will be so much fun to turn this into a game and also movie, because the visual that I see in my mind, it's amazing. You know, this rainbow, the colors and all the journeys that the people and all the dark evil, all the special effects, it would be just fun. And gaming too. I mean, for myself, I love playing video games. I'm not the typical girl that plays Barbie growing up.
Do you have any favorite games that you like, you spend more time on than others?
I wish I do. I don't have much time right now. Now it's a lot of traveling. I travel very much. Every single week, I go to 2-3 different cities per week.
Well, before we... before we move on for
come back to the video game for
the morning, I wanted to see. All right, well, the video game is coming out at some point.
It's coming out together with the book.
Oh, really? Okay.
So people will be able to play on their iPhone, iPad, Google Play, Facebook, Apple App Store, anywhere they can play.
So
they can
just really
download
multimedia from day one.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So my book will be the first in the history that comes out with a video game.
Looking ahead, what's in the future?
Looking ahead, well, I'm developing this this feature, the 3D animation feature, and I also have a romantic comedy that will be a co-production between U.S. and Europe and China. So this is the next project that I'm working on. We're planning to film it next year.
If anyone would like to know more about your progress or your background, do you have a web address that we could give to people generically to just keep track of some of these projects?
Sure. They can follow us on Twitter and Facebook on journeytorainbowisland.com.
Okay.
Also, Serenity Media Group, Inc.com.
Serenity Media Group,
Inc.
Inc.
.com or
right,
journeytorainbowisland.com.
Good. Well, Christy, it's been great meeting you, and it's been great having you come be on our show. I'm sure a lot of our listeners that enjoy the pop Chinese music that we play are gamers and readers, and we have a lot of young women as well as guys who listen to our station. I think they'll be intrigued to take that journey to Rainbow Island with you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for joining us on Spectrum.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.